In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Who are those 70 others sent out by Jesus? We simply don't know. More than likely, the number is symbolic. First, in the tradition of the rabbis, 70 was reckoned to be the number of the Gentile nations. So sending out 70 is a way of saying that the gospel is to be taken to every corner of the world. And in Exodus 24, we read of 70 elders appointed by Moses to assist him in leading the people. We are meant to understand that as Moses received the covenant on Mount Sinai, so Jesus is the mediator of the new covenant, which is at the heart of the gospel the 70 are taking to all nations. We can see these 70 as the church in embryo, working in the harvest until the Lord himself arrives. The church's task in this period between Jesus' proclamation of his kingdom in his earthly ministry and its fulfillment, the gathering in of the harvest at the end of all time. There is a sense of urgency in Jesus' message to the 70. The harvest is plentiful, but the labourers are few. When we think of the vast numbers today who haven't heard the gospel or are simply not interested, we realise how relevant these words still are. The harvest also needs labourers in another way. It is becoming clear that Richard Dawkins and other militant atheists no longer have the same influence that they did. Their arguments have been worn down by godly and learned people like Archbishop Rowan Williams. The lambs have chased away the wolves. The ongoing financial problems and the ever clearer evidence of the effect our lifestyles are having on the world's climate and resources have placed massive question marks over the way once trusted institutions like governments, banks, and companies behave and operate. Since the election of Pope Francis, Catholic social teaching has come to the fore again. And we have Archbishop Justin Welby speaking with authority to politicians and bankers. There is a moral and spiritual vacuum out there, and the church is beginning to find the confidence and the means to fill it. Pray that the Lord may send more labourers into the harvest. Jesus appointed 70 and sent them on ahead of him on his behalf. At the end of every Eucharist, we are sent out with the words, "Go in peace to love and serve the Lord." The task of being a worker in the harvest is given to all of us, and we are to do it single-mindedly, as Jesus' instructions to the 70 made clear. This does not mean we have to be fanatics or fundamentalists, for they generally do more harm than good. We should take those instructions more in the spirit of George Herbert's hymn, "Teach me, my God and King, in all things thee to see, and what I do in anything, to do it as for thee." But notice, the 70 are not just sent out, they return. They return to Jesus. They bring their stories with them about what has happened out there in the world. And these things are put into their true context, rejoice that your names are written in heaven. This is another essential feature of the church. We are sent out, but we also return. We return to Jesus, who is present when we gather. We need no purse or bag, because he feeds himself with us. He feeds us with himself at the altar. Our stories, whether of success or failure, are placed in their true context in the unfolding of God's kingdom, which is presented to us in the liturgy. In short, we are being equipped to be sent out again to continue the work in the harvest. The tragedy is, some will say, do I have to? What difference will it make? A piece of bread and a sip of wine? These are the sorts of questions Naaman asked in our Old Testament reading today. What's so special about the River Jordan, he wanted to know. Yet, he could not be healed until he had obeyed and done this simple thing. So it is for us, for we are symbolically amongst those 70 followers. We are sent out, but for it to be effective, we must return. Do not put off or miss the opportunity. Take, eat, drink this, for we are the body of Christ. We are given the nourishment we need to do the tasks to which we are called. And so rejoice, for your names are written in heaven. Amen.